You're listening to the August 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Cześć. Hello in Polish. Imagine our Blessed Mother, Mary, appears to you and asks if you would be willing to be a priest or a martyr. Would you be brave enough to say both? This is what happened to St. Maximilian Kolbe as a child, and he bravely accepted both crowns. As I learned this month, Kolbe's life was inspiring for this and many other reasons. From the airport in Warsaw, I walked to a bus station. A few stops and one bus change later, I was at Niepokalenov. Translated as City of the Immaculate Mother of God, this monastery was planned by Kolbe. I was welcomed by a Franciscan brother, who showed me around the newer basilica and the old wooden chapel built in the 1920s for the friars and local community. The Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate, Mediatrix of All Graces, was stunning. One of my favorite parts was the Perpetual Adoration Chapel, which has been designated a World Center of Prayer for Peace. Very recently, a statue of Mary was created that is a monstrance. Jesus in the Eucharist rests literally in the heart of Mary within this statue, and it is incredible to ponder and to pray in this chapel. The kind friar then showed me to the simple room where I would be sleeping during my visit. After a rest, I toured the nearby museum honoring the life of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Given the name Raymond at birth, the Poland Kolbe was born into was part of the Russian Empire. When he was 12, Mary appeared to Kolbe, as I mentioned. Soon after, Kolbe and his brother joined the conventual Franciscans, named for their founder, St. Francis of Assisi. Kolbe was given the religious name Maximilian. After studying in Rome, Kolbe organized the Militia Immaculata, a group to work for the conversion of sinners under the intercession of Mary. Nearby, I noticed a publishing company, which continues work begun by Kolbe. After being ordained a priest, Kolbe began to use books and periodicals as a way to promote a love of Mary. During my stay, I listened to the nearby radio station, another medium of evangelization begun by Kolbe. Even as he was building this monastery and starting communication groups, Kolbe was a missionary to Japan and India, founding monasteries and publishing groups. I spent quiet time in prayer as I explored Kolbe's room in the monastery, which is filled with items he used in the years after he returned from his missions due to poor health. The walls are covered in pictures of the times Pope St. John Paul II, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, and St. Teresa of Calcutta visited Niepokalenov. There are also large paintings referencing Kolbe's martyrdom. When Kolbe refused to stop publishing the truth, he was arrested by the Nazis in 1941 and sent to the concentration camp Auschwitz. Here he continued to minister to fellow prisoners. When a man condemned to death cried that he had a family, Kolbe stepped up, saying, "I'm a Catholic priest, let me take his place." Even as he went to his death, Kolbe was praying with and for those around him, leading them in songs. Kolbe's life shows us how much God can accomplish through us when we follow his will. I also saw that everything Kolbe did in his life led to the courageous decision to give his life for someone else, that he had trained his desires to mold to God's will. In him, Bona Teresa.